bringing memories to make you smile.
Briswold Radio.
Briswold Radio. Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.
Oh yes, so at this point I'd like to officially welcome you to the official breakfast show of Briswold Radio. It's called the Praise O'Clock Show. So if you check the time correctly, if that Rolex of yours is working pretty well, yeah, that's what, if it's working well, you see the time. It's Praise O'Clock. Yes, that's what's up. My name is Tola the Spice on the mic, and I'm so excited. I'm just basking in the euphoria of God's love for me this morning. You can join me on this one. Let's go straight to the music. Good morning, guys. Here is Ike Onka, songwriter, singer, and producer.
Good morning!
I will lift my hands and praise, declare your faithfulness always. Your loving kindness will never end.
What about the old sickle cell thingy?
Okay, what about that?
There's a serious debate. I have two friends, they're getting married.
Okay.
I'm happy. I'm so happy for them.
And for them to believe in faith that, you know, God will do something. I've had testimonies even on this show when people actually, there's a time that we're sharing testimony and this guy says that he was trusting God for a change in genotype. And
Yeah.
Okay. So it's possible for genotype to change, but is it okay for you to faith it? You got to discover that both of you guys are AS. Should you guys still go into it? Should you back out? You know? What do you think about it? Let me know.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jimoke, calling from Magoway. So, genotype is AS and AS is AS. What should they do? The best thing for them today is to quit.
Ah.
Like that?
Of course, yes.
What would they've gone
going
so
to
far?
Have a lot of problems in future. Problem that they can't, yeah, and then their power can handle. Only God is in control of that. So there's no assurance that there's going to be AS in their family.
But you know, it's not all cases where AS get married to AS that they have sickle cell children.
Disgusting.
Yeah. That's, I mean, for me, the best thing for them to end their relationship.
Okay.
That's just it.
Okay.
Okay. Alright.
They're going to have a lot of problems in the future. Oh. And the children will be blaming their parents later.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you so much for that one right there. You know, it's not really going to be easy for them, but it's okay.
It's the best thing for them if they don't want their children to be cursing them in future.
Ah.
What's the end of the child that you born that you know that he or she's...
All right, I think I want to say if there's anybody that has a personal experience as regards this situation, could also please call in.
Hey, Vivian, I'm calling from Sweden.
Hi, Vivian. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm good. And you guys?
We great.
All right.
So, have you heard about the issue we're talking about this morning?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me, what would you do? Or what would you advise somebody in that shoes to do?
There's no two way about this thing. I mean, we just need to be blunt about it. There's no point trying to romance it. It is, you can't continue. You just have to end the relationship. I'm actually talking from experience. I had experience.
Wow.
Like two people close to me. They're SS and they are from the same mother, the same father.
They're both SS. Okay, yes. They're siblings. Okay.
Yes. They are both the same parents. And as I said, they are going through things. Even their mother wish, ah, God, you know, had I known feelings, why do I have to do this? Mm. Why I wish I never did this, you know, all those kind of feelings. And even as you cry for them, when they go through crisis and all that, you cry for them. And most times, they tend to blame their parents. Like, fine, now they've outgrown it. They don't really go through that pain because the female one is married, giving birth to like three children. The guy, too, has, they've outgrown it. But it's not, it's nothing to compare to that pain.
Yeah.
They always go through. So there's no, I have one feeling. If actually the person is meant for me, let's say the person is from God and all that, the person shouldn't be AS and I'll be AS. Everything will be perfect.
Wow. So that means, Vivian, that means
the child is busy. Please hold.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Vivian, you can call us back. I don't know why I heard that. The number you dial is busy. We were in dialing a number, were we? Okay.
It's Vivian. I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah. We're wondering as well.
Okay, tell me what I was going to ask you. So, if you meet a guy, are you going to ask him straight up what your genotype is? Or you're trying to get serious? Are you going to ask him straight up what your genotype is? Or this other twist to it is maybe he told you it's AA, all right? Then a week to your wedding, the church asks you to go do a couple of tests. And then you find out that it's actually AS. What are you going to do?
And it's just like a week to your
wedding.
The first thing, actually, if I meet the guy, the first thing is, what's his genotype? That one is very normal.
Oh, seriously? You're just going to meet me like, if I meet you tomorrow, you're like, hi, my name is Tola. Hey, my name is Vivian. What's your genotype?
No.
You're just messing with you.
No, it's not that. I mean, if you see the prospect, like, we are getting so many things to consider now. The first thing is, after a week to the wedding, I got to know that the guy actually lied to me or something. First, he's lied to me. That one is even another case of its own.
Okay, well, so there's no place that faith plays in this issue that we are talking about, is there? You want to put your faith to work.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. We have different types. Some people's faith cannot carry something.
your faith cannot carry.
It has to be an agreement. If you don't agree, it can happen. So people say cannot carry. I might be believing and he's not believing. He might be believing and might not be believing. So
there needs to be two believings.
Yes.
All right, Vivian. Vivian, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank
on the show
you.
Today. So the question is, can your faith carry it?
No, that's the truth.
Let us know what you think about it. Yeah. As for Missy says our faith cannot carry that kind of a thing. But if it's 1 week to our wedding, our faith has got to come to work.
I said I don't think I can handle it. I won't do it.
Well,
I'm really enjoying you guys today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, the songs you are dishing out is just perfect for the day. I'm sure Missy is the one doing that, not you, Tola.
I didn't hear that.
Well, let's say we're doing it together. We're a wonderful team.
Hey, you're doing it together. Okay, this one you are sliding Tola today. I'm sure you're making it.
Well, we've just repented.
Okay, let me just say something little about the issue you're discussing.
Okay.
Now, the problem is not just about the parents. The people in love. It's about the future of a child, alright, unborn. The truth is that if you know what SS kids go through, it's better you solve it now by letting go one of the parties. Be honest, and it's not an issue of faith. I saw someone wrote faith. Yeah, we all believe in miracle, but there are certain things that we can prevent from happening. When I see children suffering from SS, it gets so much into me. So the only thing I would say is, if you discover the both of you have the same genotype, it's better you quit now in a very peaceful way than causing pains that will last a lifetime, except through God's intervention.
Wow.
You know, so I think for me, it's just to quit now to avoid future pains.
All right. Okay.
I'm sure some people listening out there that might be in this situation are actually, you know, drawing a leaf from some of the things that you're sharing. So thank you very much. Okay, let's jump straight to the to Twitter right now and play some of the requested songs so we don't spend all the time talking. Sabri just says, I think if the couple can put their feet together in a challenge like this before marriage, then it shows great strength in their union in God. Okay. This one from Uchekru says, Nebiko, please play me La Chris Del the World track. What's that? It's combining languages. Igbo, English,
Yoruba.
Alright. At least for that he has tried.
Yes.
We are going to play your song for you. We're gonna play that as well. So stick around. Here is La Cray featuring Mali Music. Tell the world. Tell the world about Jesus today, guys. Tell them that Jesus loves them. Tell them he's the only way, the truth, and the life. And tell them about Praise World Radio as well.
Listening to our station is just like wearing your favorite pair of jeans. You never grow tired of wearing it.
Praise World Radio. Praise World Radio, Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.
You just listened to a podcast of the Praise O'Clock Show. To listen to the Praise O'Clock Show live, tune in every weekday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon GMT plus 1 on praiseworldradio.com.